The alarms have been blinking for quite a while. Now, here in Germany, we have a far more immediate feeling for this because we are days before the start of the European Union Football Championship. And so, for us, of course, security was a major issue in the last couple of months. And we had a, what I can only describe, frightening amount of IS-related arrests here in Germany, partially because of the heightened security measures in the run-up to the football championship, partially also because the Islamic State is back and the Islamic State really sustainably tries to pull off something in the West, as we discussed in previous interviews, also to get Hamas and Hezbollah and Houthis off the news media. They've been dominating the agenda for too long for these terror networks, and they are under pressure to do something. But objectively speaking, even without the situation in the Middle East, we have Islamic State and Al-Qaeda networks of a size that we never had before. It's just in regions which we pay less attention to, in particular Africa. So we are facing a very complex threat scenario, both here in Europe, but also in the US.
Hans, that is chilling. And what's interesting about this is just today, I had a conversation with a source who is one of the U.S. government's top officials who has said that one of the things that they're seeing is these organizations starting to step up their activities to try to recruit. And they're starting to use some techniques that are similar to what they did, I guess, back in the earlier days after 9/11, where they would try to recruit young people. They would try to get them using a number of different ways, different techniques, different tactics. What concerns you most about what's taking place now with this resurgence?
Well, I mean, first of all, the capabilities of these organizations have really grown. It was very clear after 2019 for a while that the predominant threat that we in Europe and in America would have to face comes from individual actors that at best would be instructed by contacts in the conflict zones, be it Afghanistan or Africa or the Middle East. But that there wouldn't be enough capabilities of these organizations to pull something off in the classic style, recruit people outside, send them to our countries who then conduct terror attacks. Now, the attack in Kerman, in Iran, the attack in Moscow, the arrests here in Germany very strongly indicate that, at least as far as the Islamic State is concerned, that theory may no longer be true in the 100% sense. So, yes, of course, they're still trying to radicalize and motivate individual actors, but very clearly they have again started to recruit individuals, train them outside, and then send them to our countries, be it as refugees or in other forms, to conduct terror attack here and to conduct terror attacks of a complex nature here. So, not just someone with a knife, like happened last weekend in Germany, who knives down people, but actually complex, more complex attacks, bomb attacks, attacks that we've seen in Moscow. Now, luckily, outside Moscow and Kerman, these attempts have failed in Europe. There were apparently also some attempts in America that have failed or have been prevented at a very, very early stage. But as I always say, they keep on trying. And it is a statistical certainty that they are going to succeed one time in the future, because we are not going to be able to be lucky or perfect 100% of the time, and they only need to be successful once to pull that off. So the energy is there, the recruitment is there, the capacities are there, much many more fighters than it was a couple of years ago. The ideological fervor is there. We've given them a sense of victory through our withdrawals from Afghanistan, from the region to a large extent, through our, what I can only describe, ignorance of what's going on or disinterest of what's going on in Africa. So they feel they are winning. And so they're going to keep trying.
And to just add some more credence to what you've just said, there is actual proof that they are perhaps looking for people to send here to this country and other countries. We just learned today that the U.S. government has arrested a couple of individuals who were migrants to the U.S., who they determined later were actually wanted in their countries where they came from for being a part of the ISIS organization. One of them was living just about maybe 35 miles from here in Washington, D.C. So this is proof of what you're saying, and I'm wondering how that strikes you.
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised. Obviously, if you look back, the U.S. homeland is always on the menu list, but it's coming after significant attacks outside the U.S. That doesn't mean they won't continuously try. We just had an individual that arrested a couple of days ago, an ISIS member, who tried to be hired as one of the security guards for the European Olympics, for the European Football Championship. So they are going to try in every single way that they are possible to do. And as I said, unfortunately, statistically, there is a certainty that they are going to succeed. We have to understand that, of course, the great power competition is a real strategic threat against our way of life, against our strategic sense of security. That doesn't mean that terrorism has gotten in any way better or less dangerous. And terrorism is always going to be a political problem because it has the ability to drive our societies and our politicians in very undemocratic ways. Any successful terror attack enormously ratchets up the pressure on politicians to do something. And the usual thing seen in France, but also in a smaller scale now seen as the reaction to the attack in Mannheim in Germany, overreach is very, very, very easy to do as a politician. For example, there's now a discussion, can we send the perpetrator back to Afghanistan? Which I find a very understandable idea, because he's an Afghan. But are we seriously going to send an Islamic terrorist to the Taliban, who then celebrating him as a hero and protect him afterwards? And an individual that has lived in Germany for 10 years speaks German and can train other people how to move and get in, to enter Germany? That's a fundamentally, I think, risky idea, but it's a very serious decision because something needs to be done after a terror attack.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. G.J. Green, WTOP News.